Fiona Ritchie with you. Happy to be welcoming you to the Thistle and Shamrock. Glad you could join me. And we get going this time with the music of Solace, Ghost of Tom Joad.
Men walk along the railroad tracks, going someplace and there's no going back. Highway patrol choppers calling up over the ridge. Hot soup on a campfire under the bridge. Shelter lines stretching around the corner. Oh, welcome to the new world. Sleeping in the cars in the southwest. No home, no job, no peace, no rest.
Thank you.
Solace, Mairead Phelan on vocals, and a Bruce Springsteen song, Ghost of Tom Joad. Did you expect Springsteen via Solace to start Thistle this week? Maybe not, but then what do you expect from our music? The core of the musical traditions we loosely call Celtic are acoustic and centred around music from the fringes of the Atlantic archipelago and a small set of key instruments, harp, fiddle, pipes, accordion, flute, whistle, voice. But in a healthy cultural landscape, living traditions are always evolving, expanding, reaching out along new pathways into uncharted territory. So this week, we'll explore how Celtic music is refreshed by embracing ideas from other traditions and other contemporary genres, and by artists from backgrounds beyond the Celtic fringe. So as well as Solace and the Chieftains, we have Carolina Chocolate Drops, Baca Beyond, Salsa Celtica. To the Northern Isles first, Fair Isle fiddler Chris Stout is ahead with Katrina Mackay on harp. First, a duo from Orkney, Douglas Montgomery and Brian Cromarty, who bring new compositions to the traditions of their island home under the banner of Saltfish 40, here with a setting of a poem, The Cockobyam.
When the cockabyam crew, all he said was doodle-doo, everybody knew. From the rising sun till the day was spent, all the cockabyam meant doodle-doo. But when the yellow man passed by to mark the byre and clean the sty, Griffey would clutch a scraggy throat. He thought of the bond and the last one face, and her eyes fast closed from dark disgrace. He saw her face and his plate uprose whenever he handled his Sunday clothes. Dripping wet through the creek, and yet she would glide to his side at the dead of the night, and her staring eyes still laced with you.
Katrina Mackay grew up in a musical family in the port of Dundee on the east coast of Scotland. She plays with the Shetland band Fiddler's Bid, which includes Fair Isle fiddler Chris Stout. They've played together for 15 years, immersed in the traditions of Shetland fiddling and Scottish harp, but also prolific composers. These three tunes, Stout's Trip, Isflak Reel and A, all inspired by Nordic places and music. So we have a traditional English ballad of warning about the mysterious Reynardine, who seduces a young woman. Is he an outlaw, a werewolf, a fairy who can turn into a fox? It's sung by Rhiannon Giddens of North Carolina, whose repertoire spans opera, torch songs and old-time fiddle and banjo, now with the Carolina Chocolate Drops. Then we'll travel to the rainforests of Africa with a Gaelic song. We will. Gaelic song is often very rhythmic. Maeve McKinnon takes the traditional rhythms in Fjolligan and, well, she does more with them. Don't adjust your radio.
One evening as I rambled amongst the springing thyme, I overheard a young woman conversing with Rainadine. Her hair was black and her eyes were blue, her lips as red as wine, and he smiled as he gazed upon her. Did that sly, bold Rainadine. She said, young man, be civil, my company forsake, for to my good opinion, I fear you are a rake. He said, my dear, I am no rake, brought up in Venus' train, but I'm searching for concealment all from the judge's men. Her ruby lips, her rosy cheeks, they lost their former dye, and she fell into his arms there all on the mountain high. They hadn't kissed but once or twice till she came to again, and so gently she asked him, pray tell to me your name. He said, if by chance you look for me, I fear you'll not me find. I'll be in my castle, inquire for Rainadine. Day and night and day, she followed him, his teeth did shine, and he led her o'er the mountain, did that sly, bold Rainadine. One evening as I rambled amongst the springing thyme, I overheard a young woman conversing with Rainadine.
He's not here, you will hear it, he's not here, you will hear it, he's not here, you will come around and tie you. Thank you.
the Baka pygmy women in the rainforest of Cameroon use a technique called yeli to enchant animals. Martin Craddock and Sue Hart combine a Scots Gaelic song and tirogue with Baka percussion and yeli vocals, and this has become a hallmark of the recordings of Baka Beyond. More fresh sounds from the crest of a new wave of Celtic music this week on Thistle. Visit our website for music details in the days following our radio broadcast and a chance to listen again soon too. It's all online at thistleradio.com. This is NPR. Fiona Ritchie still with you, and a taster of the roots music of Quartet Strung. Thinking of how musicians from Celtic roots are refreshed by music from different instruments, embracing ideas from other artists and genres, you could say the Chieftains blazed that trail with a remarkable roster of collaborations through the years, taking them from Ireland around the world. In this collaboration, they remember the San Patricios and the Mexican-American War of the 1840s with Ry Cooder, Linda Ronstadt and Carlos Núñez, the Chieftains.
A la orilla de un palmar yo vi de una joven bella, su boquita de coral, sus ojitos dos estrellas. Al pasar le pregunté que quién estaba con él. La vida a la orilla de un palmar y solita voy y vengo como las olas del mar. Ni una amiga. sola vida a la orilla de un palmar. Y solita voy y vengo como las olas del mar.
Here we go, one more time. Let's look at it, let's go!
Salsa Celtica live at the Universal Hall, Findhorn, Scotland, and before the Chieftains with Rai Kuder, Linda Ronstadt and Carlos Nunez. Forays into European music with Bellevue Rendezvous ahead. Ashley Hutchings has been innovating with roots-based music for decades with Fairport Convention, Steel Eye Span, the Albion Band. Together with guitarist, singer and songwriter Ken Nicol, also now with Steel Eye Span, they guide the music across a spectrum covering blues, rock, jazz and ballads. With Becky Mills on vocals here, Hutchings and Nicol create a contemporary ballad drawing upon all their knowledge of folk song, the timeless Raggle Taggle Lad.
It was the coldest March for 93 years. No sign to show that spring is round the corner. Marches were frozen, I'm stuck with them. And the concrete had no comfort for a mourner. He blew on his hands and he stamped both his feet. He stood on the path with his horse behind. Not really a gypsy by the cut of his clothes, but certainly one of the travelling kind. I felt not a threat, so I motioned them in, poured him a drink and pulled up a fine chair. Warm were his hands from the fireside glow, and warm was his smile as he talked to me there. By the fireside, his shadows grew long. He told me tales of a travelling life, twice round these islands and a half round the world, and all without children, companion or wife. I hung on his words, every tale, every song. Many were logs burned into the night. Thought not of bed and the dreams it would bring, for all I could feel were his eyes burning bright.
Polka Polka, a Breton dance, a Welsh fairy dance and a French medieval tune. The trio Bellevue Rendezvous are based in Scotland, looking into the European continent for much of their music. And we heard from Ashley Hutchings and Ken Nicol. We've been hearing music from Celtic roots, evolving, expanding, reaching out along new pathways, surprising us, which is what we like here on the Thistle and Shamrock with me, Fiona Ritchie. Our radio programme comes to you from Scotland. It's a thistleradio.com production and I'm Fiona Ritchie. Programme playlists are updated each week and archived at our website, thistleradio.com. If you missed something on the radio and would like a chance to listen again, you can do that too. It's all on the web at thistleradio.com, and take time to check around our website. There's lots for you to explore there. Want a playlist by mail in return for a self-addressed stamped envelope? That's at the Thistle and Shamrock, PO Box 518, Matthews, North Carolina 28106. And if it's this programme you're interested in, then mention New Waves. Lorena McKennett has crafted her own genre, a culmination of all her travels and musical passions. From her Mediterranean tour 2009, this is Caravanserai. Hope you'll join me again next week. The Thistle and Shamrock is a service mark of Fiona Ritchie and is made possible in part by the Compass Records Group. Compass Records, Green Linnet and Mulligan Records, dedicated to the support of Celtic music, past, present and future. www.compassrecordsgroup.com. Support for NPR comes from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and the William T. Grant Foundation, supporting research to improve the lives of young people. Online at wtgrantfoundation.org. This is NPR Music.